had been tense for days. The attempt by the moderates in the Ba'ath Party to expel the extremists had sparked off the events of Wednesday morning. But what had happened, in fact, on that morning? I had heard the explosion at the presidential palace and a rattle of machine guns, then seen the smoke drifting away in the still air, and watched the jet plane circling around, and wondered where it would strike next. After that, a curfew was declared, and then lifted, incredibly, at 8 p.m. the same day. In the days that followed, a little news and many rumors began to circulate. The leaders of the International Ba'ath Party flew in from Syria to try to reunite the disputing factions. But then, only rumor. It was said that Saadi was in Spain, was on his way back from Spain, that Abdulsalam Arif had been killed, had fled to Beirut, was in Baghdad. There was, it seemed, no government in Iraq. It was said that the commanders of the Iraq army had threatened to march on Baghdad unless the party healed itself. The violence on Wednesday morning had, by all accounts, been slight. A few explosions, a few planes destroyed on the ground. There were stories of clashes between the National Guard and the army, and between the guard and the police. Then, more stories. One rumor began to dominate all others. The army had given notice to the National Guard to disarm and disband within 48 hours, or the army would act. Monday. The morning woke to consciousness.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
I had slept lightly, and I awoke early. Gradually, I became aware of a new sound in the morning chorus. Tanks had moved on towards the center of the city. We thought at first that we should have a quiet coup.
No, it's not a very morning, Joe.
With traffic noise seems hardly revolutionary. But soon, in the distance, other noises were heard. By stage, the noises came nearer. Shortly, all hell broke loose. But little air action. However, the occasional jet went whizzing overhead. And spotter planes kept circling round to have a look at us. Thank you. then more jets. This record is, however, incomplete, for the power was off and the microphone therefore dead when they bombed the house next door. A couple of return visits.
Forces in Iraq have seized power in the name of President Arif. Syria has been out there. The major ministers have begun their Paris talks on East-West trade. African foreign ministers meeting in Addis Ababa have set up a commission to arbitrate in the border dispute between Algeria and Morocco. President has urged a worldwide attack on poverty. Have taken over in the name of President Salim and ordered the dissolution of the National Guard set up by the Guardians. There was some fighting when the army and air force moved into Baghdad. Then many National Guardsmen surrendered. The army had occupied key positions, and slight resistance by mutineers was being crushed. The radio said sporadic shooting was still going on during the afternoon. The Ba'athist regime in Syria had reacted sharply, denouncing what he called the use of force against the people. Egypt's reaction has been to issue a warning against any outside interference in Iraq. And Cairo Radio has welcomed the Iraqi army's move against Muslim fighters. In Baghdad, The Iraqi chiefs of staff said the offer was action only against the National Guard, which was a losing part. Not against any other civilian group. President Zarif, who was dealing with the National Guard, was the one man. He ordered all members of the Guard to surrender their lives. The takeover came 5 days after a switch in the Bounce Project, which was ruled in the British embassy staff in Baghdad are safe, and as far as we know, there are other British residents there. Ministers of the North Atlantic Treaty countries are meeting in Paris to see how these steps spread. The American Under Secretary